Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
2 days straight, you heard me mention that it was Judas that riled up the disciples about this woman breaking this flask and using this ointment. And he claimed that it was because that money that would have been for the selling of that spikenard could have been gone to the poor. And here you see the words of John showing you that, in fact, I didn't make it up, that the words come from the scriptures themselves. Judas wanted the money for himself. And so when Mary comes before Jesus, lays herself before his feet, lays herself again before the man that she had done this before. She had laid herself down at the feet of Jesus that she might hear his voice, that she might hear the words that bring life and salvation. You remember that story. Martha was busy working, and Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, and Martha comes and she says, "Lord, tell her to help me." Jesus says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried about so many things, but one thing is needful. Hear the words that I have for you." Mary had laid this out before him. She poured this costly oil over him because she confessed she knew that he would be going to his death. Jesus, time and time again, pointed forward to his death, showing that his kingdom was not of this world, that he has not actually come to overtake the Romans, but that he has come to overtake sin and death and the devil. And so we heard these words, St. John's telling of the words from Palm Sunday, that as Jesus rides in humbly on that colt, the people cry out, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This is the King of Israel. Save us now, O Lord." His disciples did not understand these things at first. One of his own disciples wrote, St. John, "But when Jesus was glorified," he writes, "then they remembered that these things were written about him and that they had done these things to him." The Jews wanted him dead, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the scribes. They wanted him dead. And then they saw when Jesus had come out and raised Lazarus from the dead. He had been in there enough days that when Jesus finally arrives and he goes to look for him, they say to him, "Lord, he stinketh. His body now smells. Why couldn't you have come sooner? If you would have come, you could have healed." Jesus asked the question, "Do you believe in the resurrection? Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life?" Martha confessed her faith in the resurrection that is to come. And so even though Jesus is going to his death, going to his agony, even though his friend Lazarus was going to have to die again, he knew that death was not the end for those who die in the Lord. He goes forth, and he recognizes that he has conquered death only for that short time for Lazarus, but what he was about to do would conquer the eternal death for Lazarus, for Mary, for Martha, and for people like you and me. The Greeks come, and they say, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus. And I have seen those words inscribed in pulpits." Now, on our pulpit, it says, "Pray Decamus Christum Crucifixum," which happens to be written by the words to the 1 Corinthians, "We preach Christ crucified." An important part of why we exist. The church doesn't exist to make you feel better about your sins. The church exists to preach Christ, to show you that you don't have to feel better about your sins, but rather that you give your sins over to Jesus, that you lay them at his feet, and that he takes them to his cross. and you cry out, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. But the words, sir, we wish to see Jesus in pulpits, is a helpful one too. Your pastor stands in this pulpit not to tell you 10 ways to live a happier life, but he stands in the pulpit to show you Jesus. That the words that proceed from his mouth proclaim Jesus. So that when you leave church every single day, you know that Jesus has been here. His words have filled this sanctuary, and we have sung his praises. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Jesus says, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor him. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to be so filled with self-loathing that you desire your life to end. No, you were purchased. You are not your own. You belong to an almighty God who thought that you were important enough that he would exchange his only begotten Son's life for yours. So that's not what that means. But what that means is, if I care so much about the riches, so much about the wealth, so much about the fame and the popularity in this life, that I am willing to give up my faith, I am willing to give up what God's word clearly teaches to be better liked, to get more votes, or whatever the case may be, then I will spend eternal life in eternal death. We follow Jesus, not because it's necessarily the easiest part here and now. No, in fact, it's easier right now to follow the world. That way they'll like you. That way they'll say nice things about you. But a life that is not the easiest here and now leads to a life that is perfection in what is to come. Jesus chose the hard things. Jesus chose to be lifted up to draw all nations to himself, that the Gentiles would hear this message throughout the whole world, that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the promised one of the old covenant, is now here. His death and his resurrection is first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. And he will bring all people to himself. He recognizes that the easier thing would be to pray to his Father and say, Father, take this from me. I don't want it. I want to live. I want what the devil had promised me back in my temptation. Lord, I want to be popular. Lord, I want to be that peace and love guy that the world paints me to be. But that's not what he did. Is it? He says, for this purpose, I came to this hour. I have come down to earth, not to be served, but to serve. I have come to this earth to walk the road that leads to the cross. Because by my doing this, all nations will be called to my Father. All nations can have salvation. One, because they cannot do it themselves. One, by my death. He says, Father, glorify your name. And once again, the heavens open and proclaim over Jesus, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The voice that we heard at his baptism, the voice that we heard at his transfiguration, now speaks again and gives glory to his name. Jesus says, this has come not for my sake, but for yours, that you might believe, that I am who I say I am, that I am the eternally begotten Son of the Father, and that I have come into this world for you, to take your sins upon myself, to die a death that you deserve, and to give you my life. Who is this Son of Man? Who is this Son of Man that will be lifted up? Who are you? Jesus says, a little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. It's no wonder why, as a part of the baptismal rite, even though it's not necessary for salvation, even though what is most necessary is the pouring of the water and the word of God and his triune name, we light a candle from the paschal candle. And we hand that light, if the person's an adult, to the adult. And if the person is an infant, we hand it to a sponsor. And we say, receive this burning light, as Christ is the light that has come into the world. Christ is the light. On the last day, all of the darkness will be exposed, because darkness cannot comprehend it. Darkness cannot stand in the face of light. On that day, those who walked in the light will see that great light. They will stand in that light for all eternity, and yet they will not be scorched. Follow the light. Those who try to lead you through darkness without the eyes of faith walk in darkness. They are the blind leading the blind. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Use God's word. Read it, mark it, inwardly digest it. Hear it and proclaim it. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. The church sings, Lamb of God, pure and holy, who on the cross didst suffer, ever patient and lowly, thyself to scorn didst offer. All sins thou borest for us, else had despair reigned o'er us. Thy peace be with us, O Jesus. O Jesus. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.